بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي عبد الله بلال بن رباح رضي الله تعالى عنه مؤذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليؤذنه بصلاة الغداة، فشغلت عائشة بلالا بأمر سألته عنه حتى أصبح جدا، فقام بلال فآذنه بالصلاة وتابع أذانه، فلم يخرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، فلما خرج صلى بالناس، فأخبره أن عائشة شغلته بأمر سألته عنه حتى أصبح جدا، وأنه أبطع عليه بالخروج، فقال يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إني كنت ركعت ركعتي الفجر، فقال يا رسول الله إنك أصبحت جدا، فقال لو أصبحت أكثر مما أصبحت لركعتهما وأحسنتهما وأجملتهما. رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. Continuing the chapter on the importance of the two rakat of sunnah of the fajr, the two rakat of the fajr sunnah that we read before the fard of the fajr. We explained last week that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not more steadfast and concerned and showed importance to any optional action or any sunnah as much as the two rakats of the fajr. And we mentioned also in one narration mentioned of Ahmad bin Hanbal that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned even though the horse's hooves are going over the person, then to him must reveal his fajr sunnah. In other words, it was greatly emphasized. In this hadith, the incident is given where Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, who is the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform him that it is time up for Fajr Salah. So this was the habit that Bilal radiallahu ta'ala would come and inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that now it is time for Salah, and then Bilal radiallahu ta'ala would call out the Adhan, Rasulullah would get ready in the meantime, and then he would emerge and perform the Fard with the Sahaba. So he comes one day to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is Fajr time. When he came to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he could inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is time for Fajr like he would normally do every day, on that particular morning Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had some important errand and task that she gave Bilal radiallahu ta'ala to do. And in doing so, Bilal radiallahu had to undergo or do that task. In the meantime, it was more delayed than normal, hatta asbaha jiddan, so much so that now when it was already more into dawn, so Fajr time had come in, and now normally by this time Bilal would call out the Adhan and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a sunnah and then come out to read the Fard Salat. That particular day it was slightly delayed now. فَقَامَ بِلَالٌ فَآذَنَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Then Bilal radiallahu anhu, after doing the task, immediately comes to Rasulullah sallam and tells him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is time for Salah. وَتَابَعَ أَذَانَهُ. And immediately he followed that with his Adhan, he called out the Adhan. فَلَمْ يَخْرُجْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come out immediately. فَلَمَّا خَرَجَ صَلَّى بِالنَّاسِ. Eventually when Rasulullah emerged from his house, then he performed the Fajr Salat with Jama'at like he would normally do. فَأَخْبَرَهُ أَنَّ عَائِشَةَ شَغَلَتْهُ بِأَمْرٍ سَأَلَتْهُ عَنْهُ. This is referring to Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, then informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this morning when I came to inform you that it's time for Fajr Salah, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala gave me some important work that I had to do, and therefore it became much more into dawn. So Aisha radiallahu had engaged Bilal radiallahu ta'ala in something that she had asked him to do to such an extent that now the dawn had already entered and there is time for Fajr, like how at this very moment now it is still Fajr time. So normally if like the other few days we are reading Fajr Salat Jamaat is at half past, perhaps maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes delay there may have been. So it's now becoming more Fajr, entering more into the time. It just now is going to become sunrise. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then emerged, he came out, as Bilal explained that this morning when I came, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had given me this task, and also Ya Rasulullah sallam, you delayed coming out to perform salah. Rasulullah then explained to Bilal, he says, I was reading my two rakat of Fajr, the sunnat, reading my two rakat, sunnat of Fajr. And then he said, but Ya Rasulullah, it was even becoming more, the time of Fajr had already come, it set in, and it was morning entering more and more. In other words, the time was now elapsing, and it's coming closer to sunrise then. Nabi Kareem also mentioned to him to explain and emphasize the importance of reading the two rakat, sunnat of Fajr, that we should not miss. He said, لو أصبحت أكثر مما أصبحت. Even if I had to delay even more, and it became even more clearer, and even more Fajr is coming in, I would still read those two rakat. I would read it nicely and beautifully. In other words, I would not even rush it, I would read it in a beautiful and excellent manner. So again, this hadith explaining the importance of two rakat of Fajr. However, a person should understand, ulama have explained, yes, if there is fear that by him now still reading the two rakat of sunnat of Fajr, his fard, the time will elapse for his salat of jama'at, and he'll miss the whole Fajr salat because then it will be sunrise, then only in that instance then he will not read his two sunnat of Fajr. However, he will make up for the two rakat of sunnat of Fajr which he missed during that day, as long as it's done before midday, before Dhuhr salat. So he will read the two rakat sunnat of Fajr after Ishraq, at Ishraq time, any time after Ishraq till before Dhuhr. But the point here again is that a person should make sure he reads two rakat sunnat of Fajr. Very, very highly emphasized, to such an extent that Rasulullah said, even if I had been further into the morning time, I would have performed this surah Qasil and not just rushed through it, I would have read it in a beautiful and excellent manner. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. It's an important aspect of our deen. Our salat has become right. The sunnah of our salat we have to bring into our lives, and especially the two rakat of the Fajr, that we read the sunnah of the Fajr salat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, wa bihamdihi.